Good evening, sir. Your HUM model number 2, type C, reporting to your quarters as requested. Thank you, but there's no need to call me ma'am, sir. It isn't necessary. After all, as an android, I'm here to serve mankind. To serve you. Are you new to the Council of Humanity, sir? I haven't seen you around before. You seem younger than the others. Oh. You've had experience dealing with Yorha before. Of course. Yes, sir. I've just come back from my routine maintenance check. It was somewhat more extensive than usual, actually, but nevertheless, I'm ready to deploy myself at a moment's notice. Do you have a new mission for me? A special mission. Very well. Forward the details to my operator, and I'll go at once. Oh. It's not that sort of mission. Very well, then. I'm standing by and awaiting your further instructions. Sir? Get down on my hands and knees and crawl towards you. I don't quite understand, but very well, sir. As you wish. Yes, sir. I will not question your orders again. I've positioned myself as you requested. Yes, sir, as you say, this is the proper place for an android like me, crawling on the ground below my creator and master. What exactly do you wish to do with me, sir? You wish to conduct a thorough inspection of my body. But, sir, I've just come back from a full maintenance check. I'm sure that everything is understood, sir. How would you like to proceed with my inspection? Yes, sir. Your hand feels good, stroking my face, my lips, like that, sliding it across my, and my cheek and lips. You wish to begin with an examination of my oral orifice? Very well, sir. My mouth will remain open and my tongue displayed while you explore it with your hand. Did you find my mouth pleasing to you, sir? Good. Now, will that be all, or... Oh. You've taken out your reproductive appendage. Your cock. Sir, I'm currently in full battle dress and in combat configuration. I'm not properly specced for this. I activity. If you desire, I can send for another model. Oh. You desired me specifically. You found my design appealing and sent for me to entertain you this evening. I see. Very well, sir. If this is to be my mission tonight, then this body is yours to do with as you wish. I'll use it to pleasure you to the best of my abilities. Please, sir, sit down on your chair so that I may get between your thighs and service you sexually. Do my hands feel good stroking you, sir? Though I admit this is not my particular forte, I assure you I'm more than capable of wielding weaponry of this size. Is this to your liking, sir? The way I use my pink lips to caress the head. Glide over the shaft. I'll take that grunt as a sign of approval. Spit on it. Yes, sir. Your cock tastes quite salty, sir. And your hefty balls are quite full. Not to worry. I'll lick it nice and clean. And then we'll work on emptying those thick ropes of semen out of you. Sir, you know, as a combat android, I have little room in my core for concepts of human sexual pleasure. In order to properly fulfill my mission, I have much to learn as I go along. May I ask what it is about me you find so attractive? Is it the way my blindfold draws attention to my glistening lips and my wet tongue as they run up and down all along the length of your cock? So thick and so hard. Or maybe it's my little gothic battle dress puts my perky breasts on display. Yes, sir. That feels good when you reach down and fondle them. Could it be these long, shapely legs covered by these thigh-high black stiletto boots? Tell me, sir. Do you see them perched upon your shoulders or wrapped around your waist when you imagine yourself mounting me like some sort of desperate animal? Mm. Or perhaps it's the way my skirts flutter and expose a glimpse of little white undergarments. Do they leave you to wonder what secrets would be revealed if you could just hook a finger into them and move them aside? No. That one definitely caused quite a throb. I'm not surprised. Do you know they hand out trophies for staring at my underwear? Humans are such strange creatures sometimes. Are human women as attractive as I am? Probably not, huh? Are their bodies as fit and as supple? Expertly sculpted breasts and ass on a sleek and slinky fuck doll frame? I am a physical embodiment of mankind's worship of sex and war. How can they compare, really? Are they as willing to accommodate your overwhelming need to sate your lust? Is that why you turn to an android like me? Who can't by default refuse an order? No matter how disgusting. An android would submit to orally servicing your pungent erection. Are the parts of my body just a set of glorified cum holes for you to dump your semen into? Are you going to discard me when you're done? Throw me away when you're bored of your servant cock sleeve? Replace me with a new model? Or perhaps you simply enjoy the fantasy of dominating a strong female figure. I am a vicious war machine that could slice you in half in a thousand different ways. But all because you're my beloved human master. Instead, I'm between your legs purring like a kitten, with my lips gently giving your cock a tongue bath. I think all this edging's making you squirt, sir. You're leaking an impressive amount of pre-cum. Should I do something about that? Such vigorous nodding. Who's under whose control now, I wonder? Maybe I should make you beg for it. Do it, sir. Beg for me to sheath your filthy cock in my mouth. Beg for me to drink down your pre-cum. Beg to lose yourself the swirling wetness of my liquid tongue. Very well, sir. Since you asked so nicely. Oh. adjusted my mouth for optimal warm and wetness. I hope it's satisfying. Are my soft lips providing the right amount of suction as I move up and down your shaft? Please let me know and I'll accommodate your desires. Has this fuck doll's mouth passed your cock inspection, sir? Is it as sloppy and wet as you like? From my scan of your cock's nerve endings, it seems you enjoy it when I tease you with my tongue, slurping your pre-cum hungrily. Like this. I'll take from that grown-up pleasure that the combination was effective. You wish to fuck my face. No, sir. Understood. I'll keep my hands behind my back. Grab me by the hair. Just like that, sir. Thrust your cock into my... Don't worry, sir. I don't need to breathe while being throat fucked, and I'm combat rated to withstand as much punishment as you're able to give. Please feel free to use my mouth as nothing more than a wet, lulling hole in which to sate your lust. Defile my pretty fucked doll face with your cum stained cock. You're approaching climax. I'm ready to be your semen receptacle. Dump your cum into my mouth whenever you please. Massage your balls with one hand. It tees out that big load. Pumping your shaft with the other. And as you ejaculate into my oral orifice, you may experience a pleasurable vacuum effect as I suck and drain every thick drop of cum out of you. Excellent, sir. Oh, demon's been properly stored inside me. Shall I have it transferred to the archives? We continue to need many samples for repopulation once we've retaken Earth for mankind. Sir, you're still shaking from the force of your orgasm. Please hold still and let me lick you clean. Your cock and your balls. It seems we made quite the mess. Much better, yes. Oh. It seems I let some of your cum carelessly fall onto the tiles. I apologize. Yes, of course, I'll lick that off the floor. Nothing so precious as your semen must be wasted. There. Have I completed my mission, sir?